We're walking across the Santa Fe Bridge that links downtown El Paso to Ciudad Juarez. For a Saturday night, it's hauntingly still. What used to be a border crossing flush with life is now, after years of brutal drug violence, like a graveyard. It's not the border author Benjamin Alires Sainz recalls from his high school days.
We'd all pile in a couple of cars. There'd be like 10 of us. And we'd come over to Juarez. And we'd go to all these places like the Cave, the Club Hawaii, the Kentucky Club. And we would just have a good time and laugh.
The border is home for Sainz. It's more than just a place in his stories. It's a silent but ever-present character. His latest book, Everything Begins and Ends at the Kentucky Club, introduces readers to a famous Juarez bar, which is our destination tonight. Unlike the border bridge, the Kentucky Club is pulsing with energy. With the declining murder rate in Juarez, locals are going out again. Most Americans, though, are still reluctant to return. Behind the grand oak bar, a one-eyed bartender in a white-collared shirt stirs up the Kentucky Club's signature drink. Locals like to brag that this is the birthplace of the margarita, a disputed claim at best. This place has been around since 1920, when Prohibition drew in throngs of thirsty Americans. I asked Sainz why he picked the Kentucky Club for his book.
It's the knot that has, for generations, tied the two cities of Juarez and El Paso together. That's why this place, because it's still here. A lot of those places are gone now.
His book is not about the Kentucky Club. It's just the place where his characters like to end up. The book is about the lives of people on the border, those who slide between the two countries as if they were two neighborhoods. There are love stories, stories about drug addiction and coming of age and identity.
Imagine someone in El Paso loving someone in Juarez, and imagine that person getting killed. That happens. That's happened. So I just put it in a story.
Sainz Publisher is a small, family-run company in El Paso called Cinco Puntos Press. John Bird runs the shop with his parents.
I think that too often news and information about the border is generated away from the border. And so what we're really hoping to do is to allow the border to speak for itself.
Sainz grew up on the border. At 26, he became a Catholic priest, a calling that only lasted 3 years. After that, his future belonged to writing. His 19 works include poetry, children's books, and novels. A.J. Verdell is a fellow writer and a judge for the Penn Faulkner Foundation. She helped choose Sainz's book out of 351 entries.
I felt like I was reading about the United States and Mexico. I felt like I was reading about permanence and transference, that is, crossing back and forth. There's a tremendous tension of duality in this book, and it definitely made the book better and more complex.
Back at the Kentucky Club, Sainz takes a long drag from a cigarette. As William Faulkner wrote about the American South, he says, he writes about the American border.
We're people who feel and breathe and die and suffer and hope for salvation and yearn for love. We're not just a newspaper headline.
Sainz and four finalists for the Penn Faulkner Award will be honored in May at a public ceremony in Washington, D.C. In El Paso, I'm Monica Ortiz Uribe.